As we study 2 Samuel chapter 7 and David's prayer to God in response to finding out that David would have a house built for him in terms of a kingdom, listen to this sentence that David prays. He says, "You have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come, and this is instruction for mankind. Therefore, you are great, O Lord." So David is not only floored that God would have anything to do with him, much less taking from the pasture to the palace, but that God will establish his throne forever and that this will have global implications. This is not just a kingdom over a little people for a little while. This is a kingdom that will reign everywhere and forever. And all the world is put on notice by this word. All the world should listen up. All the world should turn their heads upward. And all the plans, all the actions, all the arrangements to make this happen is a small thing in God's eyes. It's not relatively easy for God. It is absolutely easy for God. And if it's no sweat for God to accomplish all of his will in regards to establishing the throne of the Davidic kingdom forever, which we have been grafted into, then why do we grow so anxious and so nervous and so fearful? When it comes to God acting, intervening, planning, ordaining, or even restraining from acting, it's never because the situation has proven too difficult or complicated or convoluted. All is ease for him. So if he doesn't move in a certain way to provide relief or rescue in the way you want it to happen, you know there is some alternative purpose, some sanctifying plan in place or glorifying strategy that's being worked out. When it comes to God bringing David this far, it wasn't just providence over the swings of the swords, was it? But also over the uncomfortable nights in the cave. God is not just orchestrating revivals in cities as Paul goes from town to town, but God is also leaving implanted in Paul a thorn in the flesh. And all of this David labels as greatness. And so therefore he says, "You are great, O Lord God." As you pray today, please remember Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter in Peru. And also remember the Romani Calder-Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Romania.